We're about ready to start the second quarter action. 9-3 the score. Take up over Skagway. Take with the ball. A quick shot by Kinnick. No good, but right there for the rebound. And put back. Number 42, Sophia Aceveda. Getting early minutes for this kink. Thunderbird squat. Jensen quickly attacks the zone. Off the glass and in for Skagway. 11-5 now the score with 7:36. Left to play in the half. Skagway's got a little something moving offensively. Ball goes on the left-hand side. The Chandler today. The long cross-court pass over to Benham. Benham's drive and shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Whitehead. Jensen with the ball now on the right-hand side of the court. Waiting for something to develop. Spots an open Whitehead, but Benham steps right into that passing lane, picks it up quickly up the Ashenfelter, and her easy lay-in counts for two. It will be 13-5. It's up over Skagway. It's one of the rare turnovers for Skagway in its first half of action. Wants to work it over to the right-hand side, finds a Cox, an open Cox, puts it over to Silver. Silver's jump shot up and down on the baseline at 12 feet. Skagway in this game, 13-7 to score. She built it for Cage, has the ball. Defense, Skagway packed into a 2-3 zone, hands up on D. Cage works it over to the right-hand side, a jump shot by Benham, no good. There for the rebound, Al Weber, however, on her outlet attack. Attempt, unable to control the ball, and Benham's there to steal it from her. Works back out of Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter takes a 10-foot jump shot, no good. And Ashenfelter's there for her own rebound. So strong on the ball, Ashenfelter is. She works it into the lane and kitchens over to Benham for the easy lay-in for two. Skagway's got to be careful with that basketball. Strong with that basketball on the pass. Now picks up her dribble. She needs a little bit of help. She's got to get bailed out. And with the ball not called by the official. Lucky for Skagway Panthers. Wasn't called. Whitehead has it. Pretty deep, and they're going to reset the offense. Cox works it over onto the right-hand side of the court. Jensen's now open. Tries to get it back over to Cox. Cox, and we're going to timeout on the floor called by Coach Jessica Lee. Jessica Lee sees that Skagway is just a little bit out of rhythm on that play. Called herself a timeout. Skagway ball. 5:43 left to play in the half. Captain Cox has it. Dribble win. Finds nothing, gets it back out to Jensen. Jensen looks over to the right-hand side. And gets it over to Cox. Cox up at the top of the key, picks up a dribble. Works it over to the right-hand side to Jensen. Jensen's looking for a cutter. Sees a couple. Instead, goes back up top to Cox. Cox tries to force it inside the Whitehead ball tip, but back into the hands of Cox, and Cox gets it over on the left-hand side to Whitehead. Whitehead looking to dribble. She gets into the lane from the free throw line, throws up a shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Aceveda. Aceveda's long outlet pass is to Kadake. Kadake shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Cake. Follow-up shot no good, and a foul on the floor as Whitehead pulled down a rebound. Got fouled before she could make the outlet pass. It'll be Skagway basketball, 15-7 to score. Cake up over Skagway with 5 minutes left to go in the half. Cake got the ball for Skagway. Keep it in the defense. Facing that 2-3 zone. Cox is open for a shot. Instead, tries to drive into the lane. The dribble gets away from her. Ashenfelter with the ball now for Cake. She probably shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Back to Skagway. Again, working hard on the glass. But limiting their dribble. Staying in the basketball. Jensen has the ball now for Skagway. Waiting for her cutters. She's Cox. Cox gets it down to the corner to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman shot no good, but now Weber's there. To scrum the ball, unable to pick it up. But on the outlet pass, Cake didn't know who they were throwing it to. Threw it right to Whitehead. Whitehead shot attempt to the free throw line. Too short, out of bounds. They'd be Cake basketball on their own base. Nick Davis back in the ball game. Louise Kidding back in the ball game. Chandler. Works it over to Benham on the right-hand side. The old give-and-go action. Benham fed it into the high post, and Davis tap pass right back to Benham for the layup. A beautiful play by Cake. And they're up now 10 points. And Skagway turned the ball over. Jensen wanted to go to a cutting Al Weber. Al Weber wasn't looking for the ball. She was looking to set a pick. Didn't see the pass. Throw it right by her head. Out of bounds. Goes back over to Cake. Ball quickly to that high post, and Davis right over to the left, and Dake Her jump shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Benham. And Jake starting to show their dominance here late in the first half. 3:45 to go, 19-7 to score. Jake up over Skaggs, which has the ball on the right side over to Cox. Cox gets it down to Larman. Larman's stripped with him. Stripped of the ball by Ashenfelter. And Ashenfelter's going to take it the length of the court. She's got a layup opportunity with a left hand. No good. Benham there for the rebound. And her putback is good. Jake just so strong on that offensive glass. Skaggs got a pop out of him. Box them out. Jensen out of the ball. For her cutters, gets it over to Whitehead on the left-hand side. Whitehead looking low. Whitehead, going to get back over to Cox up at the top of the key. Cox wants to get it over to Jensen. Jensen shot for three, just off the mark. Rebound, Whitehead. Whitehead pulls it back out. Cox gets the ball back over to Jensen. On the right-hand side, Jensen tries to dribble into the lane. Nothing going back outside to Cox. Cox gets it over on the left-hand side. Whitehead, Whitehead shot just in and out. No good. And Ashton. So strong with the rebound. And the dribble takes it the length of the court. Her left hand shot is up and good. Dominant play by Ashenfelter. And that's the Ashenfelter. So strong on the play. 37 on the score. It's 35. He works it over on the right hand side. Very close to a pickoff there by Whitehead, able to secure the basketball. A couple of fakes toward the dribble drive. Gets it over to Jensen. Jensen at the top of the key. And Weber. Weber on the right-hand side. Elbow extended. Feeds Madison Cox. Madison Cox left wide open for three. Doesn't take the shot. Instead, gets it to Jensen. Jensen shot too strong off glass. Rebound down to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter's going to dribble drive. Dish it off to Davis on the left-hand side. 3 seconds to make at the top of the key. Over to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter down low. Back out top of Davis. Today. Over to Davis on the right-hand side. A wide-open look missed by Davis. Rebound pulled out by Jensen. Jensen trying to work the ball up the court. Got a Whitehead, a streaking Whitehead. Up and layup, no good. Good look by Whitehead. Good look by Jensen to find Whitehead. But that leads to a fast break opportunity for Cake. And Ashenfelter goes up against Jensen and lays it in. 5-7 now the score. Cake up over Skaggs. Skaggs has the ball on the left-hand side. Whitehead looking, getting into the post, but up and do it. Up top to Cox. Cox's attempt at an interior pass diagonally through the defense is picked off for Leanne. Ashenfelter has, she tries to pass over to Kadake. Kadake could not handle the pass. Out of bounds. Skaggs basketball. Subs for Skaggs. McKenna Rao in the ballgame as well as Line. Minute left to go in this first half of basketball. And check the basketball. Over the left to Rao. Rao, triple drive. Up and doing. Over on the corner to Selmer. Her shot up. Blocked by Benham. And Jake has an easy run out. Quick outlet pass leads to a fast break opportunity. Nobody back for Skaggway. Easy lay-in. Benham. 7-7 now with 40 seconds to go. Pass over to Rao. Rao's shot, no good. It's her own rebound. Second shot attempt, no good. Off glass. Rebound pulled down by Ashenfelter. That's Ashenfelter all over the court today. Ball up the half-court circle. She's going to wait for one shot opportunity most likely. Davis now has it on the left-hand side. Davis with a bounce pass. Down low to Benham. Benham does not decide to attack. Instead, pulls it back outside. Jake has it now. Ashenfelter. And Benham on the inside. Her shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Skaggs. Skaggs got 8 seconds to get something going here at the end of the half. And it's Jensen with a three-point opportunity. No good. Rebound on the floor. Jensen with another shot at it. No good. That's going to end the half. 27-7 the score. The Cake Thunderbirds up over Skaggs. That's for you in the second half action in just a